Sautada reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 1, the advent of Lord Krishna, introduction. Today we're reading text 46 through 50. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Devim Sarasatim Vyasam.
Tato Jayamudirayet. So I'll read chapter text 46 through 48, then we'll go on read together 49 and 50. Sri Shuka Uvacha evam sa sama bir bedhair bodhyamano pidaruna na nyar vartata kauravya purushadan anuvrata. Shukadeva Goswami continued, O best of the Kuru dynasty, Kamsa was fiercely cruel and was actually a follower of the Rakshasas. Therefore, he could be neither pacified nor terrified by the good instructions given by Vasudev. He did not care about the results of sinful activities either in this life or in the next. Text 47, Nirbandam tasyatam gyatha vichintyana kadundubi praptam kalam prativyodam idam tatranva padyata. When Vasudev saw that Kamsa was determined to kill his sister Devaki, he thought to himself very deeply. Considering the imminent danger of death, he thought of another plan to stop Kamsa. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Although Vasudev saw the imminent danger that his wife Devaki would be killed, he was convinced of his welfare because at his birth the demigods had played drums and kettle drums. He therefore attempted another way to save Devaki. Text 48. Mrityur buddhimata pohyo yavad buddhi balodayam yadyasau na nivartita na paradosti dehina. As long as he has intelligence and bodily strength, an intelligent person must try to avoid death. This is the duty of every embodied person. But if death cannot be avoided in spite of one's endeavors, a person facing death commits no offense. Purport. It is natural for a person facing untimely death to try his best to save himself. This is one's duty. Although death is sure, everyone should try to avoid it and not meet death without opposition, because every living soul is by nature eternal. Because death is a punishment imposed in the condemned life of material existence, the Vedic culture is based on avoiding death. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti. Everyone should try to avoid death and rebirth by cultivating spiritual life and should not submit to death without struggling to survive. One who is not trying to stop death is not an intelligent human being. Because Devaki was face to face with imminent death, it was Vasudeva's duty to save her, as he was trying his best to do. He therefore considered another way to approach Kamsa, so that Devaki would be saved. This is when, who was it, Vishvamitra came to the court of Dasharath? Was it? Or Janaka? No, Aihishtam yatta punar janma jayaya. The inquiry was there. The inquiry was there. Who was inquired? Janaka or Dasharath? You don't remember. Okay. Huh? Dasharatha asked Vishwamitra, Aihishtam yattat punar janma jaya. How is your endeavors going in your this business to conquer over birth and death? This is the purpose of Vedic life, Vedic culture. Vedic culture is based on avoiding death. Aihishtam yattat punar. How is your work going on in that regard? Conquering over birth and death. This is Srila Prabhupada, very nice. Everyone should try to avoid death and rebirth by cultivating spiritual life. No, one who is not trying to stop death is not an intelligent human being. Next sentence there. All right, text 49:50. Please repeat. Prapa pradaya mritave putran. Pradaya mritave putran. Mochaye kripanam imam. Mochaye kripanam imam. Sutame jati jahiran. Sutame jati jahiran. Mrityurvana mriyeta chit. Mrityurvana mriyeta chit. Viparyayo vakim nasyad. Viparyayo vakim nasyad. Gatir datur durachaya. Upastito nivarteta. Upastito nivarteta. Nivritta punarapatit. Nivritta punarapatit. Pradaya mritave putran. Mochaye kripanam imam. Sutame jati jairan. Mrityurvana mriyeta chit. Viparyayo vakim nasyad. Gatir datur durachaya. Upastito nivarteta. Nivritta punarapatit. Ladies? Pradaya, promising to deliver. Mrityave, unto Kamsa, who is death personified for Devaki. Putran, my sons. Mochaye, I am releasing her from imminent danger. Kripanam, innocent. Imam, Devaki. Sutaha, sons. me,
me,
my,
my,
jadi,
jadi,
whether,
whether,
jairan,
jairan,
should take birth,
should take birth,
mritu,
mritu,
kamsa,
kamsa,
fa,
fa,
or, na,
na,
not,
na,
mrieta,
should die,
chit,
if,
viparjaya,
just the opposite. Fa,
or,
kim,
whether,
na,
not,
syat,
it may happen,
gati,
the movement,
tatu,
of providence,
durajaya,
very difficult to understand, upasthita,
that which is presently obtained,
Nivarteta
may stop.
Nivritta,
Devaki's death being stopped.
Puna apatet,
in the future it may happen again.
But what can I do?
Translation
purport by Srila Prabhupada. Vasudeva considered, by delivering all my sons to Kamsa, who is death personified, I shall save the life of Devaki. Perhaps Kamsa may die before my sons take birth, or, since he is already destined to die at the hands of my sons, one of my sons may kill him. For the time being, let me promise to hand over my sons so that Kamsa will give up this immediate threat, and if in the course of time Kamsa dies, I shall have nothing to fear. Purport. Vasudeva wanted to save the life of Devaki by promising to deliver his sons to Kamsa. In the future, he thought, Kamsa may die, or I may not beget any sons. Even if a son is born and I deliver him to Kamsa, Kamsa may die at his hands, for by providence anything could happen. It is very difficult to understand how things are managed by providence. Thus, Vasudeva decided that he would promise to deliver his sons to the hands of Kamsa in order to save Devaki from the imminent danger of death. Om agyana timirandasya gyananjana salakaya chakshuran militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa karamayam datati svapadantikam nama om vishnu padaya krishna prastaya bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharni Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Dishitarne Panchakalpa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhyabhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So here, Kamsa is described as death personified. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mrityu Sarva Haras Chaham, that I am death. So, in this way, seems to be some contradiction, but actually Kamsa is the instrument here. He's trying to, about to kill Devaki at the point of her marriage with Vasudeva. And Vasudeva is trying to do the needful. This is, I was looking the other day, do the needful. Srila Prabhupada used that expression so many times. He said, do the needful. Whatever has to be done for the service, one's service for the Lord, one should do it. He should be very expert at how to accomplish the Lord's purpose. The Lord's purpose, of course, he explains in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sam stapanartaya sambhavami juge juge, that he comes for the purpose of delivering the pious, annihilating the demons, and to reestablish the principles of religion. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that this servant, one's servant, he should understand the mind of the master and help execute the desire. That's why we pray to Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam, Mano Abhishtam, that he understands Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intentions, Mano Bhishtam, Mano Abhishtam. Stapitam Yena Bhutale, he's tried to establish that in this world. And therefore, we offer such great veneration to Rupa Goswami because he understood the intentions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So similarly, followers of Srila Prabhupada, we just had wonderful celebration of our spiritual master, founder Acharya, spiritual master's appearance day. And on such days, we have to become inspired how to execute his mission. What is his intention? What is his desire? And that way, the disciple means that one should try to serve the spiritual master as a menial servant. One should execute whatever is necessary to satisfy him. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. That way one can get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is needed, that doing the needful, as Vasudev is doing, is attempting here. He's trying so many different ways how to save the situation, how to save Devaki. He's thinking whatever may happen in the future. Here it's described, Datur Durachaya. This Durachaya, we also find Bhagavad Gita, Daivihesha Gunamaya Mamamaya Durachaya. This is very, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mamamaya Durachaya, that this Maya is very difficult to overcome. Of course, Maya has different meanings. Here we're reading that Datur Durachaya, Datur Srila Prabhupada transliterates as Datu of Providence. So Krishna's Maya, this is also under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Maya, everything moves under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Datu, Providence. This is also the will of the Supreme Lord. How can one overcome the will of the Supreme Lord? That is the, of course, in Bhagavad Gita, we have the same thing, Mama Maya Durachaya, Mam Eva E Prapadyante, Mayam Etam Turantite, that if someone surrenders to me, then he can overcome this Durachaya Maya, this very difficult to overcome Maya. Here also, in the translation, there's this providence isn't coming like that, but we can understand that the movement of providence is very difficult to understand, that Vasudev is considering like this. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, Kamsa may die at his hands, for by providence anything could happen. It is very difficult to understand how things are managed by providence. So this way, providence or Maya, these things are very difficult to understand. But as Vasudeva is doing here, he's trying to execute what is necessary for the purpose of the Lord's service like that. Now, Vasudeva, he's also, this meaning, this word Vasudeva also has some meaning is there. I don't know if someone has just gone over this in class, but this described in the fourth canto, Satvam Vishudam Vasudeva Shabditam, that this Vasudeva word, here is the name, of course, of Krishna's father, but it has some meaning. Satvam Vishudam Vasudeva Shabditam, that this meaning is Shuddha-sattva. And from this Shuddha-sattva platform, the Supreme Lord is manifest, not otherwise like that. Because in this material world, just like we're quoting this verse, Bhagavad Gita, Daivihesha Gunamai, that this material world, material nature, is composed of these three modes of material nature, sattvagun, rajagun, and tamagun. And everyone in the material world is under the influence of these three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. So in this verse, Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam, this is spoken by Lord Shiva to his wife Sati. Sati, she had desire to go to her father's sacrifice, but previously, you mostly know that Lord Shiva had been insulted by Daksha in a previous sacrifice, that when Daksha came into the sacrificial arena, everyone stood up to honor him except for Lord Brahma and for Lord Shiva. Of course, Lord Shiva, he's one of the three guna avatars like that. His position is very advanced. He was also son of Lord Brahma, as is Daksha. But Daksha, but Lord Shiva, he was married to the daughter of Daksha. So in this way, Shiva was the son-in-law of Daksha. And Daksha was very offended that when he entered this assembly, everyone stood up, with the exception of Lord Brahma, who's his father. That is proper. But also Lord Shiva did not stand up. And he was his son-in-law, even though they were brothers in one sense. But Daksha, he was very puffed up, so he took offense and he chastised. He chastised Lord Shiva that you're thinking you're very powerful, but you didn't stand up like this and honor someone who is honorable like that, who is your father-in-law. And this way he spoke so many words against Lord Shiva. And then later when this sacrifice took place in Daksha's residence, he didn't invite Shiva or his wife, even though Sati was the very dear daughter of Daksha. But because she was married to Lord Shiva, and Daksha had taken offense by Lord Shiva's actions, they weren't invited. But Lord Shiva explains in this verse, Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam, that I'm always engaged in offering obeisances to the Supreme Lord. Generally, when people offer obeisances, it's described like that people offer obeisances to each other's bodies. But a devotee is not like that. Vaishnav, pure Vaishnav, he's offering always obeisances to the Supreme Lord. And he sees other Vaishnavas, he sees that the Supreme Lord is situated in their heart like that. So, therefore, amani nambanadina, that devotees is always in that way engaged in offering all respects to others and not expecting anything for himself. that gives one, helps one to achieve that platform, kirtaniya sadari, or that platform of vasudev. There's no difference, because unless one can be on the Vasudev platform, the pure goodness, no one can chant the Supreme Lord's name, the holy name, without stoppage, without break. There was an interesting, post recently about one devotee in Bombay, P.L. Sethi. He had one time pastime with Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada asked him. They were talking of so many different things. Mr. Sethi was a very good friend of Srila Prabhupada's like that. He helped save the temple in Bombay like that. I don't know if you're... But that's, of course, a big story. That's there in posted. You see that? This story, it's in Dandavats, Kirai Swami, appreciating the devotee, this devotee. So one time, Srila Prabhupada told Mr. Sethi to listen to his heart like that, and he was going on talking, and Mr. Sethi could hear Hare Krishna mantra going on while he was talking of different things like that. So anyway, the point is that the devotee is situated, the pure devotee is situated in the Shuddhasattva platform. Therefore, he's always able to engage in pure devotional service. This is mentioned in the purport of that verse, Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. It says that Srila Prabhupada quotes Jiva Goswami, I think, is that this, when we are offering pranams, the Prema Dvani is called Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parirakshacharya Astotarasata. This Astotarasata, this is used to indicate that the devotee is situated on this Shuddhasattva platform. That is the meaning of that Astotarasata. So, Vasudeva, of course, he's the personification of that Shuddhasattva platform. Therefore, he's able to perform this service of being the father of Lord Krishna. From that platform, Shuddhasattva platform, one, the Supreme Lord is manifest. Not possible from these modes of material nature, even up to the sattva gun. Krishna explains all these different characteristics of tamogun, rajagun, and sattvagun in the Bhagavad Gita, how there's different foods in the modes, these different modes of nature, how there's different sacrifices and charity. And like this, these modes of material nature are predominant, all pervasive within the material world. So one has to come above them. What's that? Trigunya Vishaya Veda, Nishtrigunya Bhavarjuna. Nishtrigunya Bhavarjuna. Krishna is telling Arjuna, you come above these modes of material nature. These Vedic literatures mainly deal with these three modes. One has to come above them. And of course, how to do that is there also in Bhagavad Gita, that Mamcha Yoga Vicharina Bhakti Yogena Sevate. Sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate, that by always engaging in the process of devotional service, one can come beyond these modes of material nature, and then one can attain this platform of Vasudeva, upon which the Supreme Lord can be manifest in one's heart or in one's activities. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop there if anyone has questions or comments. Yes, Prabhu?
You were mentioning Prabhupada talking about doing the needful, and it reminds me of a story. You were in Mayapur, and this was 73, and you were sent there to learn how to make dolls, how to make sculptures, how to make solid forms. And Prabhupada hired me and named Milan. And he was very good, the young fellow. But after we'd been there for a little while, we went over to Krishnagar and saw some other sculptors, Lukulas, who were even better. They were very, very good. Milan was very open with us. He gave information how to do what the process was. These other men were more secretive, you know, saying to us. But they had these beautiful pieces. So we told Prabhupada about that. Prabhupada said, you go buy one. Buy one of our pieces. We'll bring it back here and take it all apart and figure out how to do it.
Okay. All right. Yes, Prabhu. All right. No microphone today. Sorry?
The body is meant for self-realization.
Yes.
So one must protect it at all costs. It states it specifically. If one does not protect it, who will? You know, it goes on. If one does not protect his body, it's not better than his
Yes.
In other words, like self-preservation is the force of our nature, or something like that. So I mean, it's a joke to me about that. Vasudev was trying to do it.
Yes, this is stated by Prahlad Maharaj. It's artadam. It gives one the, helps one execute the purpose of human life. Krishna Gopal.
Then you have a situation like Jed Barak, who didn't care for him.
Yes.
What is the difference?
Well, how to reconcile the differences that whether one should maintain the body. Of course, personalities like Jad Bharat, they're paramahamsas. One should, of course, imitate unnecessarily paramahamsa. He can't, that's not even possible. Because if someone is actually realize that he's not the body, then he understands. If someone is situated rather on this Shuddhasattva platform, he knows what to be done and what not to be done. He knows that if there's some purpose of the Lord, just like the question was there, Parikshit Maharaj, he was great king. He was Mahabhagavat. He was cursed by this Sringi, this young Brahmin boy, just a young, hardly teenager. He was cursed to death for putting, for making a little mistake, putting a dead snake around his father's neck. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that he's very powerful. He's Rajarshi in so many ways, being a king and being a great Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. He could have stopped the curse. He could have counteracted the curse, but he accepted the curse because there was some purpose there, that he had to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami for our benefit. So when one is on that platform, he can understand how to act, whether to maintain or whether not to maintain, whether what is favorable, what is unfavorable. Yes, Lakshmi Muni?
I'm just thinking that Jad Bharat, although he externally didn't care for his body, he knew Krishna would take care of him. Because he was strong, he didn't notice that he was very large and stout. He wasn't emaciated, so someone was taking care of him.
Yes.
I have plans for that.
Yes. Unfortunately, we don't have a microphone today, but this good point is that how Jad Bharat was confident of Krishna's protection, especially when they went to offer him as sacrifice to Kali like that. So Krishna, Avasya Rakshibe Krishna, that one should understand that one should have full faith that the Krishna is going to protect one. And Sanatan Goswami Lakshmi Muni was pointing out that he wanted to give up his body, but Krishna told no. I mean, Lord Chaitanya told that, no, I have some purpose to execute with your body. So like that, devotees are have some kind of pact with the Lord. They know what to do and what not to do. Prabhu, you had some question? Comment? Why 108?
Yeah, I know that's the meaning, and that's the Vasudeva platform. I got 107 and 6 and the rest of the
platform. Why not 107 or 106?
No, I know 108. But somehow they got there, 108. So, what about like 90 or 80 or something like that?
Well, that is the Vedic injunction. It's just like the Vedic injunction is that that stool is impure and bones are impure, but the conch shell, which is the bone of the animal, and the cow dung is pure. So that is the Vedic understanding. We can't argue with what is the Vedic instructions like that. Ashtatara Sata. Of course, there's different other understandings also, what some other important importances of that number. There's supposed to be 108 primary Upanishads and 108 primary gopis like that. So why it means like that, we can't say, but that is the meaning that is given by Jiva Goswami. So we can accept like that. I don't know what else I can say. That? Numerology, yeah?
Yeah, they have all these numbers, so I was trying to figure out, like, you know, why... I accept completely, you know, 108 points, but...
Yeah, even though 108, you can add up numerology, 1 plus 8 is 9, I don't think 9 is equal to 108, though. In that regard. What else can I say? Huh? Okay, another question? Destiny is there for everyone. The in the well, that's his destiny also. I mean, the whole chapter is there. I think 12th chapter or something, Srimad Bhagavatam. Maybe not. I don't know. We're on the 10th canto. The first canto in the, I think it's 12th chapter, gives whole characteristics of Maharaj Parikshit, who's Mahabhagavat. He's born in the family of devotees. But the astrologers give so many predictions how he's going to be when he grows up like that. That is also possible by someone who is expert Jyotirvid, the astrologer, who someone actually knows the science of astrology, but that's very difficult in this age. So someone to be so qualified, of course they can know some things, but destiny, that includes devotional service sometimes. That is, can for a devotee, Parikshit Maharaj was devotee from his very childhood. And Srila Prabhupada, of course, he also used to say that the astrologers at the time of his birth said that he was going to go to the foreign countries and establish 108 temples like that. There we go, 108 again. Change the lines on your hands, yeah. Clap your hands three times in front of the deities. That was the point. Is, I think, in that instance, is that Srila Prabhupada didn't want the devotees to be concerned with what's going to happen. We can't to be overly concerned what is going to happen and think that you're going to adjust it or be prepared or something. That's not a Vaishnava's business. Vaishnava should be surrendered. Marobi rakobi yo ichatuhar, that even birth or death, whatever the Lord desires, that will take. All right. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.